I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 29th. An adult and a child were being treated for injuries after a car they were in crashed into an apartment building in North Quincy yesterday morning. Officials say the Nissan SUV crashed into 7 Holmes Street at about 11:30 yesterday morning. The vehicle went through part of a window in a basement apartment of the brick building. The adult operator suffered chest injuries, and a 10-year-old boy suffered facial injuries. Both were taken to Boston Medical Center. The vehicle's airbags did deploy. There was an occupant in the apartment, but that person was not hurt. The building was deemed safe. The vehicle was removed just before 4 p.m. The crash is under investigation. Quincy police continue to search for suspects in connection with a stabbing in Quincy Center Saturday night. A man was stabbed in the chest after an altercation outside the Shaking Crab restaurant on Cottage Avenue at about 9:30 p.m. Officers found the victim lying on his back in an alley next to the Four's restaurant. He was rushed to Boston Medical Center. A knife was recovered at the scene. Initial reports indicated the man was attacked by 4 masked men. However, police say the victim is not cooperating with the investigation. Weymouth neighbors feel like they're in the dark when a years-long billboard battle is all about unwelcome light. A second structure is in the works along Route 3, just like the one that went up in 2019. The proposed billboard would be 48 feet long, 50 feet high, and would run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, with an ad changing every 10 seconds. Opponents are also concerned about the environmental impact. The development is planned near a large vernal pool. Neighbors feel failed by local leaders, and they spent thousands of dollars of their own legal help to fight the billboard. There are 130 members of the Friends of Fennell Facebook group created so neighbors can share research. Cove Outdoor Advertising has not responded to requests for comment. Many North End restaurant owners are unhappy with Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's decision to charge them $7,500 to offer outdoor dining this year, something not asked of restaurants in other neighborhoods. But yesterday, Wu said there will be some accommodations to help North End restaurants with the fee. First, Wu said restaurants could pay the fee in installments. Additionally, she said if restaurants didn't want to offer outdoor dining for the whole season, their fee would reflect that. Wu also said that there will be a process for hardship waivers, but declined to give details before a press conference later today on the subject. Restaurant owners in the North End have rallied against the fee, sending a letter to Wu's office decrying the move, and have also threatened to sue the city. But Wu said the goal of the fee is to balance the interests of North End residents with that of restaurant owners. Wu and her administration have explained before that the fee is meant to offset the impacts of outdoor dining on North End residents. They say the narrow streets of the North End cause outdoor dining to extend into the street, causing trash, rat traffic, and parking problems. The money from the fee would be used to help alleviate some of the problems. Wu reiterated she would consider rescinding outdoor dining if the North End restaurant owners find the offer unworkable. Disruptions to MBTA service continued yesterday following a partial collapse of the Government Center parking garage that killed a demolition worker over the weekend. Saturday night, Peter Mancini was operating a smaller-sized piece of equipment, possibly jackhammering, when the floor came crashing down. Mancini fell from the 9th floor and died. Orange Line service has been suspended between North Station and Back Bay, and shuttle buses are replacing Green Line service between North Station and Government Center. T said the changes are in place until further notice. The cost of rent is skyrocketing, and Boston's rental market is one of the priciest in all of America. A study from rental website Zumper says Boston is the third most expensive place in the country for renters, trailing only behind New York and San Francisco. The median cost of a one-bedroom apartment in the city is $2,660, while a two-bedroom averages $2,990. The national median for a one-bedroom is $1,400 a month. So far, rent is rising faster this year than it did last year. The price of one bedrooms in Boston is up over 27% since this time last year. A CBS News report, Americans are currently facing a triple whammy of rent, gas, and electric bill surges with inflation at a 40-year high. Gas prices are down slightly in Massachusetts. AAA reported yesterday the average cost of a gallon of gas in the state dropped 2 cents from last week to $4.24, which is the same as the national average. It is a less dramatic decrease than last week's drop of 9 cents. AAA said the gas price decline nationwide has slowed, with a barrel of crude still near $110. AAA Northeast Mary McGuire says the global oil market reflects the volatility caused by the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and resurgent COVID concerns in Asia. Although the national price of gasoline has moderated over the past 3 weeks, she said elevated prices will likely be the norm as we approach peak demand later in the spring. Current gas prices in Massachusetts are 62 cents higher than a month ago and $1.48 higher from last year. Last week, the Massachusetts Senate rejected a proposal to temporarily suspend the 24-cent gas tax. MIT is bucking the trend of colleges going test optional and announced yesterday it's bringing back the standardized testing requirement. Dean of Admissions Stu Schmill said the SAT-ACT test requirement will return for future admission cycles. MIT had suspended the testing requirement since 2020 because of the pandemic. Schmill wrote that student success at MIT is significantly improved by considering standardized testing, especially when it comes to math. Harvard University is not requiring SAT or ACT scores through 2026. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher. The Dow rose 94 points, the NASDAQ up 185, the S&P added 32. Asian shares mostly higher. The dollar slipped, the euro rose, oil at $105 a barrel. In sports, Celtics could not hold on. They lose to Toronto 115-112 in overtime. The Bruins will host Toronto tonight at 7 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny, windy, and cold. The high 40 degrees. For tonight, clear and cold. A low of 18. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 49. Thursday, scattered showers and a high of 62. Some showers Friday, high 61. The boater waves 2 feet. Northwest wind gusting to 30 knots. High tide right before 10 a.m. Sunrise at 6:31, set at 7:06. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, March 29th.